WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting health care professionals from criminal punishments for providing patient-centered and medically indicated health care.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information health care providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of health care where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
We have a Republican administration in Washington, D.C. that is extremely hostile to abortion rights. You know, we used to have 20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddy Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. Some showers and thundershowers tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Some scattered rain. Quarter inch or more is possible. 56 the weekend. Looking pretty good. Sunshine 60 Saturday. Upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We have university students being swept up, shoved into unmarked vans, and fathers being tossed into Salvadorian gulags without a hint of due process. So I wanna be real clear about this. If you say you love freedom, but you don't believe freedom is for everybody, then the thing you love isn't freedom, it's privilege.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good one, coach. Hey, you know, he would have been a super good vice president.
He would.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Look, this is, I just want to show the kind of budget that the Stephanie Miller Show is on. This was my Christine Noem skit for the Not the White House Correspondents Dinner Saturday.
That's right.
Which Bella was forced to film. She's like, I went into college debt for this. We filmed it in my garage. Uh-huh. And Chris made this, and I said, ooh, it's so, you made it so big and black. And he laughed because I know it sounded like it was a
D joke.
Something to it. It was not. It's very, but it was very nice. I was very impressed with it, with your arts and crafts. Well, you get extra points for that. The guy that owns the show said, Chris told me that he was barely clothed, and he said he's filing an HR complaint. And I said, well, good. I'm the head of HR. I will review that, and I'll get back to you. Uh-huh. I'll let you know. Let him know how that goes.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest selling point. Nearly naked Chris LaVoy. Okay.
And it's real funny.
I put a stop to that. I'm in a tank top. I'm not naked. Yeah. I don't feel good about
myself. We negotiated right now. I'm a better negotiator than Trump, at least. I went for shirtless, and at least I got a tank top. We got a gun show, you know.
And I was...
I got more than Trump got from China. Foldy McFolderson from Fold Town. Giant.
I was on my knees.
Yes, you were. And, I did have you
cramping.
half naked and on your knees.
I was cramping.
I saw Bella laughing while she was filming. She was the director.
I was.
Okay.
I was trying not to laugh because that would have ruined the moment.
Right?
You got to throw things at me. You got to hit me.
She had to get a close-up of Christy Noem's fancy pageant teeth.
Well, you're giving away the entire skit.
I asked you how. You know what? I feel like this is a compliment, but I'm not sure. When I came down, I said, "How do I look?" And you said, "Like Christy Noem." I said, "Oh, okay. I want to take that as a."
You used to think Christy Noem was hot.
I did. We told Bella that it was during COVID when suddenly we started seeing all these governors on TV we never saw before,
right?
And I didn't know she was a Republican, and I was like, "Wow!" And now I'm like, "Bleh!" Uh-huh.
Was that before she got her fancy pageant teeth?
Yeah, that was pre-fancy pageant teeth. I wouldn't have banged her then. She's no, but like Dana Goldberg said, she's totally my type, sadly.
She is.
She looks like she could be in an Aaron Spelling production. Sadly for me. Okay, pure evil. That's my type. Beautiful and pure evil.
She looks like Daphne Zuniga, quite honestly.
Yes. But Daphne Zuniga is like the opposite. She's all love and light.
Right.
We love her.
Right. But Daphne Zuniga is your type.
Yes. Well, yes, straight and not interested in me. Which has become my type. Okay, Chuck says, the big show, the big not show this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom, I got my ticket for the big show this Saturday, 9 p.m. Now more than ever, we all need to laugh, so thank you for making this happen. Chuck in Virginia, you know what? We were just talking about that. Comedy is how we take our power back.
Yep.
How we show them we are not afraid. We stand up for free speech. It's because they canceled the comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Amber Ruffin.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh.
I had some pepper. That probably was not a wise choice.
Why are you eating peppers before the
because I'm not
show.
Really a broadcast professional. Okay. All right. So anyway, what was my point?
I don't know.
Yes, we're taking our power back.
Yes,
I mean,
comedy.
This lineup. Oh, by the way, just added Dana Goldberg to the big show Saturday. She will also, of course, join us today along with Dr. Doom, Carl Frisch, and Michael Wolff, saucy author.
Yes.
Author of bestseller Fire and Fury,
yes.
A book about the...
Didn't want to get him on for a long time.
Like
he's good.
It's a book about the campaign, so it's sort of like a... It's like a horror book, right? It's just like, oh God, do I have to... All or Nothing, How Trump Recaptured America. Do I have to relive it? I guess we do.
Well, I mean...
But he always has juicy inside stuff. Okay. All right. Wow. Speaking of numbers, that was number one. That was his first book, right? Fire and Fury?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Can I have my joke bomb? Thank you. In an insane moment, Fox News has just revealed in their latest poll the only president to have a lower approval rating than Trump. First term at the 100-day mark is Trump in his second term.
Yeah.
Worst president ever. Wow. Trump's golden age, the S&P 500, has dropped 14% under his watch, the worst performance at this point of any presidency since the index was created in 1957. Wait, I'm not done.
Oh.
New poll has Trump underwater with all demographics, including 45-point deficit with Hispanics. Wow, that is a lot of... That's what I want to talk to Michael about. This has got to be the fastest case of F around and find out, right? Or we told you so, or whatever you want to call it in history.
Welcome back to our side.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Now vote the right way next time.
Yes. Okay, see? I stifled myself.
Uh-huh.
I stifled
myself. Be nice.
Mm-hmm. How can you be so stupid?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to speak to myself about HR.
Okay. Well...
I'm going to report myself to myself.
As I can attest, HR won't do a damn thing.
Oh. I thought it was very benevolent of me to let you wear any kind of shirt. I mean, I don't know.
Well, thank you.
HR gave me a Tums and a Pepsi the other day.
That's true.
So that was nice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
And Advil.
Yeah.
I also gave, I'm like a walking medicine
cabinet. So HR is also the nurse.
That's probably not legal either for me to dispense drugs to her. But
probably not.
She didn't feel well.
Okay.
And it made me feel great.
She's filming that in the garage, and she's like, is this okay? I was taught in college a year ago. This was not okay to treat your employees like this. Okay, sorry. Oh, by the way, did I mention, I was saying, hey, America, are you paying attention? This lineup is unbelievable.
Yes.
For not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Support free speech. Support, you know what? They can't kill comedy.
Nope.
We got all the sexy liberals, right? John Fugelsang will be your lovely and talented host. Hal Sparks, Frangela. But check this out. Elaine Boozler, Alonzo Bowden, the liberal redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill. Hang on. Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Chuck Nice, Dean Obadala, JoJo from Jurors, Frank Conniff, and just added Dana Goldberg. And me with a fancy sign. I was really.
And you as Marjorie Taylor Greene too.
You know what? You got the gold star for arts and crafts yesterday. That was a really. I wasn't expecting anything so.
It's not
big
that
and
hard,
nice.
Really. Don't like overpraise me. I like hit enlarge on the font a billion times. That's
really?
All I did.
Is that
yes.
how you do it?
Yes.
I was so impressed. I sucked at arts and crafts.
But you're the wardrobe department too, so it came.
I made my dad
wardrobe.
The same like lumpy ashtray every year, and you know pottery,
did he smoke?
Arts and crafts. Yes.
Okay. Well, then
I wasn't
it
good
was
to
useful.
Encourage that. But I made it. Always they always had bumps on them, and I was like, here, daddy.
No,
I sucked at arts.
It
and crafts.
Was either a pencil holder or an ashtray for me too. So you know,
we would give him that and then Nicorette gum every Christmas. So it was kind of a little bit of a here, but don't here,
but don't.
Don't.
Really? Would you give your dad Nicorette gum?
Yeah, every year. Okay.
Please stop smoking, Daddy.
Oh, God.
All right. Oh, Chris, who said Hitler's Third Reich was uniquely evil, but there are important lessons. The first step in their descent into hell was the conversion of all questions of truth into questions of power, attack the distinction between true and false.
Jay Cutler.
No, that was Al Gore. How about that? Who said Trump is the worst decision America's ever made, second to his decision to put the Stephanie Miller Show on Current TV. But other than that.
Or sell Current TV to the oil interests in the Middle East.
To Al Jazeera. Mm-hmm. Hey, remember when we used to get paid to be on TV and we had real cameras? And remember, there was an actual
control room.
We had a control room, Bella, full of people that actually ran a TV show that they paid for, not us.
And put graphics on and everything.
Yes. Yes. And then in addition, we got a nice big check. Hi, we're content. Okay. What did you sell it for? $500 million. And our accountant, Yukon Cornelius?
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Nothing. N-N-N-N-N.
Here you go. It's spelled with triple N's.
Yeah, three N's.
Yes. The Stephanie Miller Show accountant, Yukon Cornelius. We were like, wait, we were the number one show on Current TV?
Uh-huh.
And he sold it for $500 million? And we got...
Whoa!
What did we...
Nothing.
Okay. We had to pay for our own cameras. Chris is the camera operator now.
I
so you know what, America? Go to StephanieMiller.com. Get a ticket for this Saturday. It's only $20, and you support all these great progressive voices.
Yes.
By the way, send some love and light to my friend Randy Rhodes.
I was going
to
ask
who
if you listened.
Is going into, I believe, surgery. I don't know if she's already in. I texted her and called her, but it was a sad day, Chris, for America and for broadcasting. I cried. I watched Randy's last show. She is retiring, but she's having surgery this morning. I don't think she knows. She will know until next week what the results are. So please send some love and light. I just texted her that we love her this morning. But anyway, I just, in honor of Randy Rhodes, let's keep, because she would want all of these great progressive voices to stay out there. Remember we always said, like, take the baton from someone else if you're tired, if you got to take a rest. Randy's got to take care of her health first. But it's on all of us now to continue the fight that she's fought so valiantly for so long. And I hope and pray maybe she will recover and come back, because she's just critical to, I think, broadcasting, America, all of it. We love you, Randy. We love you, you big howa. It's 8:17 after. I don't know what time you're going in, but we love you. All right. So we have a big show.
Yes.
We have a big show. Let's get to it. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. You know, we got to stay in this fight. So you and I, we're kind of health nuts, Chris.
Okay.
And I have stuff that helps me, like Native Path Collagen.
Oh.
It's good for everything. Your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. Good for your digestion. Mommy has a little rumbly tumbly.
Oh.
The acid reflux.
Okay.
This really helps. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in your soup, your what have you, oatmeal. I don't judge. It's completely flavorless. It is a peptide formula, so it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed by the body more easily. Mm-hmm. And does not clump. There is no clumping.
We're not clumping people.
Right? Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, over 1 million happy customers, 8,000 five-star reviews, and you get a money-back guarantee.
Yep.
Check it out. I'm telling you. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience. She's been up and coming for 20 years. She's sarcastic and ultra-left-wing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest, Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Just give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give me that step, that funk, that sweet, that funky step. Give it to me. Give me that step, that funk, that sweet, that funky step. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the funk.
Yeah, give it up. Give it to me. I need the funk. Sorry. We were just having a little anti-corporate frenzy here in the studio.
We've all worked for corporations.
Yeah, they suck. We were just talking about they just routinely ask employees to do six more jobs, but keep the same salary, right?
Yep.
All I'm saying is it's just a warning to both of you. It's cold out there. It's cold and it's scary. Oh, in a new poll, more people are afraid they won't be able to find a good job. I'm just saying it's cold out there. Stay in here with mommy. Stay in here. Okay.
Let me keep my shirt on and I will.
No, you stop your bitching and moaning, Snowflake. Me asking you to disrobe. Okay, show me an employee handbook where that's illegal. There isn't one because I didn't write one. Okay.
Well, you have said to me, F me or you're fired.
Oh, I have said that, but you didn't.
And you're still here,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Well,
he called me the C word once, and he's still here. Bella, just so you know, don't model that behavior. And in his defense, I was being a little C wordy. Okay. Oh, speaking, our JoJo from Jers, our beloved, yes, who will join us at Not the White House Correspondents Dinner Saturday. Get your tickets now, stephaniemiller.com. Mm-hmm. She said, remember when the economy was booming, stock... Oh, I guess I need nostalgia music for this. Remember when the economy was booming, stocks were soaring, we weren't in a trade war with China, we didn't have a day drunk for Secretary of Defense, a couch fucking cabbage patch doll for a vice president, an evil, incurious idiot for a president, and we still funded cancer research? Yeah, that was like 3 months ago.
Are we sure that Hegseth is just a day drunk?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
There were reports he showed up in the morning for a show that starts at 6 a.m.
Morning, day, and
so
night drunk.
He's kind of allegedly 24/7 drunk.
Yeah.
So I mean, and does it count as day drunk if you're drunk from the night before when you show up to start Fox and Friends allegedly?
No.
Well, a little hair of the dog will just, you know, whip that right into shape.
Sure. Hey, America, did you hear Trump's going to, I'm going to put up two huge flagpoles. America's never, flagpole is a word I just thought of.
Yep.
He's going to put two giant 100-foot, Joe Walsh said, and this will make his voters feel better about layoffs, rising prices, disappearing 401ks, and a pending recession. He thinks his voters are stupid. He always has. To his point, Chris, who talks down to people more, treats them like stupid, more than Donald Trump? Right? Oh, my God. He does all, he 24-7 thinks you are boo-boo the fool up in here.
But we're not.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, speaking of which, James Tate, come on down.
Okay.
He tweeted about this guy. Oh, Nicholas Gilbert. Hi, Nick. He's a farmer in a MAGA hat. There's a picture of him in a MAGA hat.
Okay.
Speaking.
Good.
James says, let me know when he takes his MAGA hat off. Nicholas Gilbert, a lifelong dairy farmer in upstate New York, was shocked, I say shocked, when Trump's tariff suddenly slapped him with a $2,200 fee on his regular cattle feed shipment from Canada, cost he had been told would hit China.
Okay. You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned. Welcome back.
Right.
Welcome back.
We welcome the stupid farmer back.
We need farmers too.
Right.
As well as smart ones.
I'm just telling you.
We need your
Joe, what do you call it? What's his name? Walsh. Joe Walsh. He said it's true. He hates his voters. He knows how stupid they are. He says it to their face. So don't lecture me on, don't talk down to voters or call them stupid.
But we welcome you back.
Yes, we welcome you back. And by the way, but I made a jingle out of it.
You did.
Hey, you know what this Saturday and our resistance in general is about, Chris?
What
Lucky Tran tweeted. They want you to be scared. They want you to be silent. They want you to fiddle alone. Refuse. Hope is an act of defiance.
Yep.
Accuse me of being a hopium dealer all you want, but hope is an act of defiance. It says you are not giving up. It says you are staying in this fight. I'm not moving out of the country. I'm not quitting. This is my country, too.
Check yous.
Yeah. Jacques Hughes, vive la résistance. Oh. Okay. What do we label that?
There's a button. French music.
Oh, French music. Yeah. Okay, I'll say it again. Jacques Hughes, vive la résistance. Oh. Yeah, because it's perfect this time because this is like the French Revolution.
Sure.
They are telling us to eat cake. Okay.
Or eat eggs.
Right.
They're telling us
you can't eat those. Who can afford that? Okay, Robert Reich says, do not let Trump gaslight you. To his point of all the poll numbers I just read, he said, do not let Trump gaslight you into believing he has a mandate or is all powerful. Most Americans don't support his cruel agenda. His approval ratings are in the gutter. Individuals and institutions are fighting back in courts and winning. Keep up the fight.
Yep.
See, I picked the two most happy, clappy tweets to start with. Hooray. Okay. Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete. Welcome.
Good buddy, everybody.
Hi, good buddy, every morning. So the reason I'm... Exactly.
We're going to have that ready for you every morning now.
Well, you know what? That's some Three Stooges noises. That makes my day.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, the reason I'm calling is I'm furious with the so-called brave Republican Party. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, I'm looking at all of you. You can stop this right now if you just show some courage, and I promise you, you will be rewarded for your courage. Stand up to the tangerine tyrant.
Yeah,
quit the Republican Party. You don't have to caucus
I've said that to, but I do have to say, someone said, you know, don't, like, as you talk about getting people back or getting them on our side, mm-hmm. you got to give Lisa Murkowski some points for at least speaking out.
Yes.
Like, it's a start.
Right.
Like, right? At least, unlike other people, at least she's admitted she's afraid of retaliation and their voters. And that's a step for you know, encouraging other people to speak out. All right. Carl Frisch, next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A local judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system. Meanwhile, today is the day. It's the start of the NFL draft for the very first time. It's in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
3 days of activities are planned for the draft and the draft experience, and in the downtown area, Touchdown Downtown features the Draft City Music Fest. The bars and pubs in the Shipyard District along South Broadway and State Street will feature free concerts all throughout the draft. The free downtown to Titletown shuttle buses will be running every 15 minutes or so, and you can track them at any time to plan when and how to hop on. Earlier this week, Green Bay Metro Transit unveiled its new battery electric bus, which will be one of the buses shuttling football fans. See our story at civicmedia.us for links and information on the events planned throughout the draft and the weekend.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. Some showers and thundershowers tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Some scattered rain. Quarter inch or more is possible. 56 the weekend. Looking pretty good. Sunshine 60 Saturday. Upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The president.
president has really backed himself into a corner. This whole thing has been so slapdash, so chaotic, so poorly conceived, without any clear objectives. And business investment is frozen. Consumer sentiment has been tanking. Investors in the United States and around the world are withdrawing investments, not just from American stocks, but also from treasury bills.
Yep.
Senator John Ossoff, who went on to say,
the president's economic team is at war with itself and leaking against him and each other. And I think the only people who are happy about this are the congressional Republicans and the Mar-a-Lago club members, who I can imagine are doing pretty well on stock tips and getting advance notice. I would not be surprised about some of these announcements.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Also, by the way, everyone's like, this is another pump and dump. All this chaos on the tariffs again. And, you know, we're going to go easy on China. No, no, the tariffs are back. And so then the stock market, I'm just like, oh, my God. When we get to the end of this whole thing.
Stock market's down 200 points right now.
Yeah. Covey said, I love how the Chinese just sat back and let Trump argue with himself in public over tariffs. And now he's walking them back without the Chinese lifting a finger. He said, so after all this economic carnage Trump caused, he's ready to just cave to China with nothing to show for it. Yes, because he's a giant. See, that's why you got to stand up to him. He blinks every single in time.
Yep.
Thank you. Let's bring our friend.
Carl. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we?
CarlFrisch.com. Hi, Mr.com. Hi.
Good morning. I got a hot stock tip. Buy Stephanie Miller Show subscription.
Yes!
Oh, my God. That's a fantastic idea. Thank you.
Okay. That's how stocks work.
That's right.
Carl, let's talk about your area of education. Again, like Harvard. Right? In a world of, you know, bend the knees, be a Harvard. That every time someone stands up to him, right, and then they're like, oh, we just sent the letter by mistake. It was supposed to be a negotiation. Right? This is the lesson about, because Harvard's going to kick his ass in court.
It's been interesting to watch. You know, I was particularly interested in the Harvard thing because if you think about the clerks who kind of run the federal judicial system, how many of them are from Harvard or other Ivies, right?
Right.
So, you know, that seemed suspect to me. I also just saw a headline that the administration was calling university professors to find out if they were Jewish.
Yes. Maybe. Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is where we are. By the way, Jack tweets, the law firms targeted by Trump are fighting back. There's only one way we win this battle for democracy, fight for our rights and never back down. The mantra must be fight collectively. We need that mindset to hit critical mass. Until it does, every person or entity that gives in screws us all. And that's exactly right. You know, and we're winning in court case after court case, right?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, to that end, you know, there's a lot of different types of resistance. And one type of resistance is being ready for next year. So people should remain engaged.
Yeah.
People need to be ready for next year's elections.
And
because that's how, you know, you can put some muscle back in the co-equal branch of government called Congress.
Yeah. And by the way, this is in every area, Carl, even in media. I always say, like, I watch Nicole Wallace, so sometimes my upstairs TV's on, my bathroom, you know, so I can check news in the morning.
Sure.
Is on MSNBC, even though I've switched to CNN in the morning because, you know, Joe and Mika were the first ones in media to bend the knee. But I literally caught a conversation with them talking about CBS bending the knee and what happened at 60 Minutes. I'm like, no, you have no credibility yet left because you're the first ones in media that went to kiss the ring. So, but that's what I'm saying. It's in every courage. Or cowardice is contagious, right? Universities, media, law firms, you name it, right?
Yeah, and I think it's also worth pointing out that, like, it's never too late to course correct and do the right thing.
Right.
Right? If media has disappointed, tomorrow they can do better, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Everybody can do better every single day. You know, some days your five friends who are super active are going to be tired and you need to pick up the slack. And the other days you're going to be tired and they're going to pick up the slack. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And so a little grace, but only a little, only a little because people have to stay in the fight.
Yeah. No, I was just saying of our, you know, our dear friend Randy Rhodes, who retired yesterday, you know, I mean, she's dealing with health stuff, you know, so you take the baton and you keep fighting for, you know, the people that you love. So
right. If you liked listening to Randy,
yeah,
how do you make sure that the things that she talked about, the things that she fought for, continue?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We support all these great voices on Free Speech TV and, you know, Sirius XM Progress and on all of you guys, all of our regulars and semi-regulars. So, you know, and you know, you got to hope that sometimes people, maybe if she takes care of her health, she gets back in the fight. But that's exactly right. You know, giving up is what they want. And that's the one thing we can't do. And by the way, Lincoln Project said Trump is caving to China. Musk is leaving politics with his tail between his legs. And the world is laughing at us. MAGA wants a strong man that they pick, but they pick the weakest man around. I mean, and that's proving true in every level, right, of their government.
I don't know about that. I think this is 12-dimensional chess.
And now Trump is eating the chess pieces. That's where we are.
Right. Next week they'll call it 14-dimensional chess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's just, we were saying the incompetence is just, he has made this version of the Republican Party, Carl, that you and I always talked about, you know, back from when our families were Republican. They've just made them ridiculous. I mean, they've made them have to defend ridiculous things. Wait, this one, Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota.
Yep. I'm confident that Pete Hegseth can still be and will be a great Secretary of Defense. He's going to need some help around him. I think one of the things he has lacked in the early days is some real expertise, institutional expertise in the building. And that's part of why he's there, is to bust up the club a bit. But I think the monster that is the Pentagon was a bigger monster perhaps than he even thought.
Who said
that's a whole bunch of nonsense?
Exactly. You
know? Who said Pete Hegseth attacking DEI? If you're a white Christian cisgender macho MAGA man, you can be as dumb as a rock and be deemed qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense.
Ronnie Coleman.
That was Susan Rice, Ambassador Susan Rice. Oh. I mean, please, the DUI hire. Right. I mean, Carl.
Let's be clear. Like, first of all, the senator there did not say that he is a good Secretary of Defense, right? Or capable.
Fox said that there's a learning curve. He's on a learning curve. Yeah, you know how it
is. He lacks judgment. He lacks discretion, discernment.
Sobriety.
Mm-hmm. Institutional expertise is surrounding him. It is theirs.
Yes.
He just has to avail himself of it.
Exactly.
And of course, he hasn't.
Yep. Here's Joe Walsh's 100-day mark. 94 days of chaos, dysfunction, ignorance, incompetence, cruelty, lawlessness, a booming economy wrecked, a united free world shaken, the fraud known as Doge leaving damage and destruction in its wake like the morning after an all-night frat party. Here's one good thing. They can't blame DEI for this absolute show. This will be the first worst 100 days, I think, of any presidency ever, won't it? I mean, people were saying we've had bigots, we've had crooks, and we've had incompetence in the Oval Office. Trump is a unique combination of all of them, isn't he?
Well, it's not only, it's also the longest 100 days, and I know that sounds logically impossible.
Oh, God, yes.
But it's the longest 100 days that we've ever had in the presidency. Scientists will be studying it forever. Of course, they'll be doing it without government funding. How they packed so much awful and, you know, at least 500 days of awful into 100 days.
Right. It's true. We learned new, like, Scaramucci's are for the shortest amounts of time.
Sure.
What will we call these 100 days? What will they be called? Oh, here's another win. Hang on. Hold, please. Reuters, U.S. judge blocks Trump's shutdown of government-funded radio broadcasts. I'm going to say Randy Rhodes did that. That was her superpower, her final day of broadcasting.
Right.
I mean, Carl, it is, I know, you're right, it's exhausting. I mean, this is not the way our country was, to have an administration sued literally almost hour by hour and stopped from doing illegal things, right?
Well, that's the plan, right? The plan is overwhelm and hope that stuff gets passed because it can't all be responded to. Well, right now it seems that we're, you know, folks are doing a pretty good job of responding to things.
Right. Let's talk about Ukraine for a minute. Ronald said, so basically the position of the Trump administration is if Ukraine doesn't agree to all of Putin's demands and hand over their power plants and mineral rights to the U.S., then they don't want peace and we should walk away from them. I mean, this is the most unshocking conclusion ever, right? Is he just wants to hand Ukraine to Putin. I mean, he hasn't asked Putin for anything, right?
No. Wasn't included in the tariff sanctions, wasn't included in any. I mean, and I have I have zero doubt that if Putin asked for more, he'd probably get it.
Well, yeah. I mean, how much clearer can it be that Trump is a Russian asset? I mean, this is Nick Grossman. One last one. Trump team 2022-24. Peace in Ukraine is so easy. We'll accomplish it in a day. Trump team 2025. Hey, you, Ukraine, give Putin what he wants. Ukraine, no. Trump, hey, you, Europe, cut off Ukraine so they get scared and surrender. Europe, no, we shan't. Trump team, well, we're out of ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the art of the deal again, right?
Well, that, you know, the art of the deal is that there was never any deal making going on.
Right. Right.
And the art of the deal is PR.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I believe J.D. Vance, did he say something? I believe it was something like almost like both sides do it in Ukraine, because right. Both sides are equal. You know, as you know, Carl, both sides do it in every situation. Everyone's equally to blame.
Only in the president's world does winning look like announcing a tariff policy that shocks the world, getting no meaningful concessions of any kind, rolling all that after telling the American people how important it was and how they're going to have to sacrifice for it and that we've got to stand it and don't be weak, and then rolling a lot of it back with little explanation.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be both. It can't be the medicine we need and then something that's easily rolled back. It tells you that there's there's no real thinking going on there, and B, there's no confidence in the decisions that are being made.
Yep. Well, obviously, brand new poll from Pew Research shows 59%. That's almost 60, Chris.
I've heard, yes. Mm-hmm.
Of Americans disapprove of Trump. This makes him the most unpopular president at this point of a term in U.S. history. As a former political strategist, that's got to give you some. I mean, first of all, it is pretty shocking, isn't it? I mean, have you seen polling like this in the first however many days of a presidency?
No, and, you know, I think part of it has to do with the American people will give a lot of latitude to a new president in the first 100 days. And it's really, they're not saying, go do whatever you want. It's there. I'm going to withhold judgment for 100 days and see how you do. That's basically what they're saying. And they'll give a president high marks for that period of time until they can step back and say, okay, I like or I don't like what you've done here. And I think many Americans have come to the conclusion very early into this 100 days that this president didn't just squander his opportunity to help them with the economy. He did everything he possibly could to make their lives more difficult.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Carl. Children of the future. Go take care of that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Whatever you do on the Board of Education.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Carl.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know scammers can steal your house? Not like it does. There's not like a slide whistle and then it's on wheels and, you know, like in Wile E. Coyote days. It's your title. Your title.
Yeah.
If the FBI calls it house stealing, it's a growing real estate scam. When is the last time you checked your home title? If you were like me, back in the day, I was like, wait, yeah, huh? Hmm? What? What? Do?
Right.
Right. That's what I said. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Scammers are counting on that the answer is never, that you never check your home title. $1 million triple lock protection gets you 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes and if fraud should happen. They fix it and restore your title at no additional cost. The best part, I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to get you a free title history so you can find out if you've already been a victim and get access to your personal title expert at a $250 value, all just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, John Fugel. political set here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news, with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Gino Badala, JoJo from Jurors, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more, with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Cinco de Mayo is near, and the celebration starts at Total Wine & More, your cocktail central. Whether you're shaking up fresh margaritas, sipping on a crisp cerveza, or savoring a smooth tequila, Total Wine is your fiesta celebration destination. So stop by your local Total Wine & More and make this Cinco de Mayo the best one yet. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
We're talking and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. Cause it ain't no holler back girl, ain't no holler back girl.
In fact, I am. Call me literally anytime.
Yep.
Aww. Look at the headline. Vladimir, stop. Trump left pleading with Putin after Russian strike on Kyiv.
Uh-huh.
Leaves six kids dead.
Yeah.
I thought he's a big, strong man. Putin was his best friend.
Yeah.
Does everything he says.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Wow. Do you feel like the emperor doesn't have any clothes? And also, people are realizing what a giant he is. He has to grab himself. That's how big a he is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Michelangelo Signorelli. Hi, Mike. Said, so Trump completely caved again after doing enormous damage, saying the tariffs on China will be reduced substantially and he will not fire Powell. Everyone lost. No one gained. I say again, how could 77 million people be this stupid? Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to call you. Don't call him stupid, Marvel. D.L. Hewley says, Trump does not have diversity in his cabinet. There's no one to blame but unqualified white people for this show. Thank you. Has anyone mentioned that?
No.
It's all... Okay. Kevin in Phoenix, hello. Hi, Kev.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just say I'm a over 50 African-American male, veteran, and, you know, educated, you know. What you just said about D.L. Hewley, I'm in so many different ways. I'm sorry, I'm going to take a deep breath.
All right.
But I can just say this. I am... so upset when I hear about the people being disappeared from the streets and things like that. And then they said some really, I don't know how to say this, about they said some really nasty things about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as if voting for Trump or voting for Jill Stein would really help this. And I think I'm kind of at this point. At first I was like, oh, that's mad. And it's still un-American, it's against the Constitution. But at some point in time, where are these people, the mayor of Dearborn, and these people who said these things about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Yeah, they've been awfully quiet. Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I was going to say, awfully quiet. Have we seen hiding her hair of Jill Stein or any of the...
God, no.
Okay.
She only pops up every 4 years when she needs to try to mess up an election.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. American opposition, threads. Trump has been forced to roll back his stupid tariffs. Hegseth is on the ropes and has lost all his staff. Elon is deflated, leaving government. Tesla's in a doom cycle. Courts are blocking Trump on nearly every front. And Republicans in Congress are cracking now that they're realizing they are going to lose their jobs in the midterms. Don't ever tell us peaceful protests and boycotts don't work. They are breaking this regime. Thank you. Keep it up. I'm in a plucky mood this morning. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I said plucky. Don't be nervous. Okay. By the way, we keep talking about this whole like myth being blown up of Republicans being the party of small government. Kika says Republican proposed registries so far: 1, women's menstrual cycles; 2, pregnant women; 3, people with autism. Things Republicans say don't need a registry: guns, including AR-15s. That sums up everything you need to know,
yep,
right, about this version of the Republican Party. Okay. I love this one. Lola says, Pete Hegseth always sounds like he's arguing with the bouncer. I think, didn't that whole Fox interview was like, right?
Mm-hmm.
People that, right? Because you also, it was even worse because there it was like friendly territory.
Yeah.
So he's that drunk that, right, that comes to your house and is blah, 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 like about their ex or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Walter the dog about it, you know, like, oh, God, how long is this going to go on? And then he's like basically arguing with himself.
Right.
Because you're not even arguing back.
Exactly.
That was you don't even have to watch the Fox interview. This is what it was.
Oh, and then it gets to the growl. There you go.
Right. Right.
I told you what.
I have not had too much. I am staying at the bar. Okay. Victor says if Trump had been president in 1941, he would have just given Hawaii to Japan in exchange for a casino in Tokyo. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. When are we going to say grifter's going to grift and it's time to throw this bum out? Karen in Chicago, by any peaceful means necessary, by the way.
Yes.
Hello, Karen.
Yes, and what we are seeing with the protests, it's so important for everybody to get out, you know, whenever you can, as much as you can. I am going to say this, you know, that caller that called in about where's Jill Stein, where's the mayor of Dearborn. Let me tell you, I went to the protest on Saturday, 50-51. They're very well intentioned. However, they did have those quote unquote free Palestine protesters, and they allowed them to get up and have the mic and refer to Joe Biden as Genocide Joe, and were able to say from the river to the sea. And they lost a lot of people that were in the audience. So please, if you guys are out there, to 50-51, ask them to please be mindful.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. By the way, I'm wearing my squad shirt in honor of what AOC is doing. I probably, not the stuff Rashida Tlaib said. I'll just cross that off.
For it.
Yeah, but go AOC. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Dr. Doom, yes. Next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the International Monetary Fund is urging countries to swiftly resolve trade disputes because they are threatening global economic growth. 2 days ago, the IMF downgraded the outlook for world economic growth this year. That announcement coming as the Trump administration appears to shift its tone on one sector.
In another sign that the White House may be backing off of these tariffs, sources tell us that the administration is now considering possible exemptions for some tariffs on Chinese auto parts, but the White House says that no final decision has been made.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Applications for unemployment benefits went up last week, but only slightly. Meta, Starbucks, Southwest Airlines, CNN among those laying off workers in the month of March. A 19-year-old has been charged with aggravated arson for allegedly setting the bonfire and leaving the area without properly extinguishing it, causing the more than 10,000-acre Jones Road fire in Ocean County, New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?